Hell Yes Life, Episode 9. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life Podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a Hell Yes Life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey, Hell Yes Lifers, how's it going? Okay, on the count of three, I want to say Hell Yes together. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three, Hell Yes! All right. Let's get things going. Well, I am excited because I have a little window of time. I'm going to be transparent with you guys and say that it is Saturday morning and my wife and daughter are out of the house. My wife went to a function. My daughter's over at a friend's for a play date. So I've got about 3 hours here and I realized, wait a second, I've got a sweet little window here. I'm going to record some episodes. So I'm excited to do a few solo episodes this morning. You'll hear this over the course of the next week or two. And I wanted to do an episode that provides you with a little bit of an update. Again, kind of a transparent update into my process as I'm developing this Hell Yes Life podcast. So I wanted to let you know what my experience has been like so far. So right now it is February and I launched this podcast in January, and basically, you know, just to take a step back, I had had the idea of doing a podcast for quite a while. It had been in the mix of things that I'd wanted to do for probably the past year or two. And I finally decided towards the end of last year to make a go of it. And, you know, there's quite a few steps. So anybody who's out there who's thinking about doing a podcast, it's not the sort of thing that you can just decide one day and the next day you're doing a podcast. There's quite a few steps to get there. And although there's a lot of people out there that are taking those steps and launching podcasts every day, it's not the sort of thing, there's enough of a barrier there that will prevent just anyone from doing one. But, I encourage you to go forward on it if it's something that you feel passionately about. And where I would start is by going to Pat Flynn's how-to video series. He takes you through with about maybe 6 or 7 videos, the process of setting up your podcast. And he does it in a really easy to follow way. I mean, it's still technical and so forth. It took me a little bit of time on certain steps, but it's the clearest thing that I've been able to find. So I went through that process in November, December, and then I had 2 weeks off for the holidays from my day job. And so I basically looked at it as like, hey, I'm getting paid to work on my podcast. So, in between Christmas holiday stuff and, other things going on around that time, I pretty much took every spare moment to work on getting ready for the launch of my podcast. And I had lined up several interviews with people. The first round of people that I did interviews with were people that I know, amazing people that I know in my immediate network. And so that was the first, that was the first step of really putting it out there, as opposed to it just being an idea that I was creating myself, was when I actually reached out to about 10 people and said, hey, would you like to be interviewed on my podcast? And almost everybody said yes. So I lined up, there was a certain week in that break that I lined up all these different interviews. I was super nervous because, one of the things that's really nerve-wracking about podcasting is the technology. I'm really kind of surprised that, particularly, with like Skype recording and stuff like that, that there's, maybe not some more solid solutions out there. I don't have a Mac, but I hear the Mac solution is particularly good, the Ecamm recorder. But on the PC side, it's still kind of a hodgepodge I haven't found one thing that works 100% of the time. But nevertheless, so there's a lot of fear kind of going into those initial interviews, like, oh, is this technology even going to work? Am I going to be able to interview these people? Am I going to sound like a fool? All this stuff that comes up when we start something new, right? Hell Yes Lifers, there's probably a lot of you out there that are thinking about starting something new. But even if it's not clear in your mind that it's the fear of looking like a fool that's stopping you. It that's probably in there. It's probably in the mix that's kind of creating this fuzz around like, oh, I want to do that someday, but I'm not really sure how. Well, there's probably an underlying fear there of, you know, that question that stops us so much of the time, which is, what will they think of me? You know? So I kind of broke through that fear with the first few interviews. And sure enough, there were technical problems. But that's the thing. When you go forward and your worst fears are actually realized, like, oh my gosh, you know, this thing isn't working right now, you work through it. And that's what I ended up doing. There was no interview that was a complete wash, but there were some interviews that needed some technical polishing on the other side. So I went through that first round of interviews during the Christmas break and then launched the podcast in January with 3 episodes. And since then have been doing 1 episode a week. And so far so good. You know, things are growing. They're gradually moving up. I haven't had the mythical, you know, hitting number 1 on the new and noteworthy charts on iTunes story. But things are moving, you know, I think. And I've now gone to kind of round 2 of looking for guests. And I tried a few different avenues, reaching out to guests and a few different services. And I want to put a shout out to, it's called radioguestlist.com. So again, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about podcasting, I would highly recommend, I mean, there's a few different services that I've run across that I would recommend, but this one in particular has yielded great results. It's a free service. So I'm not getting paid. I'm not affiliated with them or anything. I'm just putting this out there because I had some really notable results. I put in an entry to be posted on their website. I'm not sure if it goes out as part of a newsletter or something as well. And, you know, I entered this in basically kind of a description of my show and, you know, the kinds of guests I was looking for and so forth. Entered it in, didn't hear anything. I wasn't even sure if they had received my entry for several days. I think it had been about 10 days or so. But then there was a Thursday when at about 4 in the morning, I started receiving these emails. It was obviously the day that this entry had gone live. Because over the course of that day, I received probably 50 or 60 emails from guest requests from people who were interested in being on the show. And ever since then, and it's probably been a month by now, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I continue to get guest requests almost on a daily basis. I would say by now, I've probably received over 100 guest requests. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm so glad that there's interest in the show. And I'm so excited that there's so many people out there that would make an interesting and amazing guest on the Hell Yes Life podcast. So if you happen to be one of those people that submitted to be a guest, I thank you so much for the interest. And I'm pretty much only doing an interview a week. And so I've been able to be pretty selective about like, oh, who would I want to choose to be on the show? So I've been able to book and interview some amazing guests. So round 2 has included, people outside of my immediate network, people like Cynthia Ruiz, who's coming up on a episode soon here. And she is an author of a book. She has a great background. She's half Latina, half Cherokee. And so she has written a book about leadership based on lessons from her Cherokee heritage. So that's really an interesting interview. I've talked with musician Ed Roman, who's from Ontario, and he has some great stories about how he met Herbie Hancock when he was 14 and how that changed him, and how he was hanging out with Bunny Wailer of Bob Marley and the Wailers in the West Indies and what he learned from Bunny Wailer. Really interesting conversation. I talked to Felice Cohen. You'll hear this interview coming up in the next few weeks. Felice lived in a 90 square foot apartment in New York, and she was in a video touring around this 90 square foot apartment that went absolutely viral on YouTube a few years ago. There's over 15 million views of this video, and so she talks about the lessons she learned from living in a 90 square foot apartment. And that is also a really interesting conversation. So there's, you know, many interesting people. And then, you know, I'm still scheduling guests. Really, there's an abundance of interests and abundance of interesting guests. So I look forward to being able to share those conversations with you all year long. Now I'm at a point where I'm wanting to add, you know, as I think I said in the initial episode, wanting to add some solo episodes. So this would be the first of these. I'll be doing these periodically just to update you about, hey, how's the podcast going? But I'll also be, you know, sharing some of my quote unquote wisdom, based on maybe either the conversations I've had with other people or just, things that come to mind or observations I've had or tips and suggestions on, what you can do to live your hell yes life. I do have an upcoming series. We'll be talking about the 5 steps to living a hell yes life, and I'll be presenting these episodes in, kind of, you know, 10 to 15 minute chunks. They won't be as long as the interview episodes. And you'll probably be getting those. You'll get the interview episodes every Tuesday, and you'll get these other ones sort of interspersed throughout the week. So they'll probably come a little more irregularly, but you know, you can probably anticipate a few more of these in the coming weeks. And we'll see how it goes. So I just want to be really transparent with you. I am not a millionaire right now. I still have a day job. You know, my family and I, we live in a little rented house in West Seattle, in Seattle, Washington. This is my ingredient that I always, when I look down at this, I think like someday I'm not going to have carpet in the kitchen. There's carpet in the kitchen where we live. And someday we'll move out of here. We'll have our own house. I'm going to, you know, live my hell yes life to its fullest. But I just want to be transparent with you right now that you might be in a place where you're struggling or you're still working at a job that you don't love. And maybe you're thinking about moving out of that or whatever you've got going on in your life. You know, I just want to be clear about where I'm at and things. Cause sometimes when we hear other people and it sounds like we listen to them talking about their successes, it can start to feel like there's a chasm between us and them. You're like, oh, I don't know how I would ever get there. Well, I'm not that far ahead of you. You know, I might be maybe a step or two ahead of you. So I really encourage you to move forward wherever you're at. So thanks for listening to this little update. Try to keep it short here. And, I look forward to your continued interest and support. And please enjoy the upcoming interviews and solo episodes. So let's go ahead and round it out by saying hell yes together. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Hell yes. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.